We're up to now Simin Tov Resh Tzadi Aleph, and we'll be doing the first two Si'ifim. Ein Kosvin HaMegillah Ela B'Dyo. You can only write the Megillah with something that will be called Dyo in Halacha. We went through this in quite in detail back in the Halachas of writing Tefillin. Al HaGvil, O Al HaKlaf, Kasefer Torah. It has to be written either on Gvil or Klaf like a Sefer Torah. Gvil is the unsplit parchment. The Klaf is when it is split. The Mishnah Berurah there discusses the fact that our minhag today is that we take you take the Gvil and you grind it down from both sides, and that's what you write a Sefer Torah on. And similarly, that's what they write Megillus on. But it could either be on the Gvil and the Klaf, like a Sefer Torah, then kosvo b'mei afeitzim v'kankantum kshera. And you didn't use absolute dyo, but you used mei afeitzim, gallnut water. And kankantum, the halach is that it is kosher. So the Mishnah Berurah brings down that if you're just using mei afeitzim, that's not really that is going to fade. And it's something erasable, and therefore would not be kosher for ksiva. Ksiva must be something permanent. So he says that it was with guma, something that's going to make it stick. The Gral learns that mea feitzim and kankantum are not two different things, but that you're writing it with a combination of mea feitzim and kankantum. And that's why it'll stay. But mea feitzim itself would certainly not be good. And we did discuss that under the halakhas of ksiva. Kasva b'shar minei tzivonim psula. If you wrote it with any other kind of color, it is pasul. Utsricha sirtut ketora atzma. It needs sirtut. You have to put lines. Not in writing, but you have to scratch lines into the parchment so that you write on it, like a Sefer Torah. And the Mishnah Berurah adds, Balach of Chok Tochus would also be true, which is that you have to write it by way of ksiva and not by way of chakika, by way of erasing. The Ein Ha'or, meaning you don't just put a blotch of ink and then start erasing to make a letter. The Ein Ha'or Shalot Tzorech La'abed Lishma. We have a machlokus of whether or not you need ibud lishma, whether or not the parchment when it was taken as hide had to have been turned into parchment lishma, or it just could have been done altogether. Lamaisa, we paskin that it does, and b'di'eved the Mishnah Berurah holds. You could only be matir, you could be matir b'shas hadchak, but he holds that you shouldn't really make a bracha on it. Beis, hoysaksuva ala nayar, if you write it on paper, o al or she'ena mu'ubar, or on just actual leather, it was not made into gvil. O shekosva kusi o apikoris, or it was written by a kusi or an apikoris, psula, the halach is it is puzzle, you need a bar ksiva writing it, you need a Jew. A Jew who was kosher, v'dino k'sefer Torah, linyan hekid gvil, it's like a sefer Torah, that the letters must have parchment around them, meaning two letters couldn't touch, you couldn't write a letter running to the edge of the cloth. V'chatotris, chesin, the cheses have to have this bridge on top that connects the two zions, or the vav and zion that make up the ches. Utlias ahein v'akufin, and the left leg of the hay and the kuf must not be touching the letter itself. V'chol gufis ha'osius v'tzurason uv'chaseris uv'yaseris. All the letters, their tzura, have to be perfect. Obviously, we're talking about Rov of the Megillah, because we already learned that if Mir of Megillah, and it's not an Inyan Sholem, and it's not the beginning or the end, is missing, the halach is it is kosher. So certainly these halachas would not apply to there. The Mishnah Berurah adds also that you have to see to it that the lines end evenly. You're not supposed to have letters coming out of the lines. And also the width of the line altogether should be to be able to write the word L'mishpachoseichem three times. Hagah gamsorech l'koso min haksav. The way to write it is to look inside to a written Megillah and then write it. Or you can have someone else reading it to you from a different Megillah. What happens if one wrote it bal peh, he didn't look into it? B'shas hadchak you could be mekel, otherwise not. And this halach is true even for a sofer that knows the Megillah by heart. It's only, the only time that they were matir writing it by heart is something that shagar b'fi kol, something that everyone knows by heart. But since most people don't know the whole Megillah by heart, it's not called shagar, and it's also to write it shalom in aksav, and once again, only b'shas hadchak is it kosher. Further, Elohotzi kolteva mipiv kodem sheikh devenu kamo b'sefer Torah. The same way when you write a sefer Torah, you are to speak out every word before you write it. So too here, except that this halacha, the Mishnah Berurah says, is only lachatchila b'di'evet, you don't have to be machmir. Va'osin kol parshos seha stumos. You make all the parshis stuma, v'masam psuchis psul. And if you made them psuchis, it's pasul, because it's an igeris, and igeris doesn't have chapters in it. And igeris is one long letter, therefore all the parshis are parshis stumas. B'shas hatchak, the Mishnah Berurah brings mekilim. Ubidiyeved ein lifsol megillah mishum chaseris v'yaseris logorim mihishmit ba'asofer osius dikshera. And chaseris v'yaseris are not a problematic. To write with or without the vav or with or without the extra yud, that he says is not a problem because anyway, bidiyeved that is, because we said that even if a megillah is missing a little bit here and there, if it's not an inyan sholem, the halach is that it's mutter, that it's kosher. Utsricha, says the Mechaber now, Utsricha omud besofa v'cholak barosha kadei la'akifa bo. The Mechaber shita is that you have to leave an entire omud of blank space at the end, and in the beginning, enough blank to be able to go around the entire circumference of the Megillah. V'yesh omrim shetsricha tagin, some hold that the letters need tagin, v'yesh omrim she'ena tsricha, some hold that you don't need tagin. Says the Ramah, Hagov, Nogu l'taygo, our minig is that we do make tagin. Also, Gam Nogu shalo lasos lo amud klal besofa. That the Mechaber told us that at the end you have to leave an entire amud, that we do not do. Lemaisa, the Gro argues with this last thing. He's mefakpek. He says that we do have to leave over an amud at the very end of the Megillah, unlike the Ramah.